Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we do have a caller in the queue, 609 area code. We're going to bring you on in just a moment. But first, we want to tell everybody how to get in touch with us today. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. It's on our homepage, so please do find those sites. We appreciate it. We really do appreciate your support. Okay, let's bring on 609 area code. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air. Hi. What's your name?
My name is Annette, and I live in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Okay, Annette. Ocean City, New Jersey. Okay.
I'm excited. I can't believe this. a friend of mine recommended I give you a call. She listened to you many times and spoken to you a few times. And
I remember you've spoken with us, right?
No. This is my first time.
No. Your first time?
Yes.
Huh. Who's your friend?
Melissa Fickett.
I don't know. Not coming
to mind.
I'm sure
you talked to so many people. It'd be hard to remember everyone.
Yeah, it is. It is. I know we've talked to Melissa's before, but I'm not referencing who she is. Okay, well, anyway, I'm sure you have a question to ask.
I have a very serious thing on my mind about a move that I'm thinking about making, and I'm not sure if it's the right move to make. And I don't know. I'm kind of like at a crossroads.
Okay. So let's first of all get your birth date, Annette. That would be
January 22nd, 1943.
Okay. So you have a 5 in your. 5-6 is what I wrote down. So you've got a 5 in your 122. 5, 6, 22 across. 7. So she's a 22-4.
Okay.
Wait. Did I do that wrong? 22-5.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was just looking prior to the show at another person's birth date, who is also the same karmic and master number as you. Actually, do you know who Mary Kay Letourneau is? She just died. She was the woman who was a school teacher, and she ended up marrying her student who was like 12 years old.
That just showed me on the news that she passed away.
Yeah, she just died,
yes.
And I was looking at her birth date, and I was adding her numbers up, and she's also a 22-4 like you, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean,
oh, I hope
just,
not. That's a sad situation.
No. I mean, it's an individual. The birth date code holds unique information for each individual. It's an individual imprint, so it has nothing to do with you being like her or anything like that. But it's just interesting that I was looking at it prior to you calling, and you happen to be the same karmic and master number. And in fact, you hold, it's interesting, you have an interesting arrangement of numbers in that, because you hold your karmic number in your day and your master number in your year, 22-4. You see that, Neil?
Yeah.
So, but just because you have never called our show before, what happened? I know we're going to go back kind of far in time here, but 1965 would have been a big change for you. 1965.
Let me just think.
You're 22.
Yeah, I got married in 1965.
Okay. You got married. Okay. Are you still married, or is your husband
deceased?
Deceased. That's what I was thinking. Okay. 1965. But you stayed married to him throughout all those years? And you have some kids?
I have one daughter.
Okay. One daughter. Daughter. All right. Okay. So you live in Ocean City, New Jersey, and you're thinking of making a move.
Yes.
What? Just tell us a little bit about the move.
I want to move back to my old neighborhood. I have a lot of friends up there. My granddaughter lives there with two great-grandchildren that I'm very close to. I work part-time, and I work up there part-time. I've been going back and forth like every other week or every 3 weeks. And it's a lot, packing up your stuff and driving back and forth. But I do like being up there, and I have more friends up there than I do down here.
Okay. And you own a home where you live now?
Yes.
And so it would be a matter of time.
I have a duplex. My daughter and three grandsons live in the same building that I live in. I live on one floor. They live on another floor.
I see. So the situation there would be, would they move with you, or would they stay there and rent a home?
No, they would stay where they are, and I would just rent this apartment out.
So you'd rent the bottom floor, they would stay on the top floor, and then
no, they're on the bottom floor because it's bigger.
They're on the bottom floor. You'd rent your top floor, and do they pay you rent now?
Yes. It's not rent. We just share the expenses. We share the mortgage. We share, you know, whatever expenses there are.
And would you, for housing in this new area, would you rent or would you buy?
I would rent. I would have to rent. I would rent.
Okay. Financially, is it going to be a burden for you to make this move?
I don't think so. I think whatever rent I get for here is going to help me pay for my rent there. And then other than that, I'm okay. Well, for normal expenses.
Is your daughter opposed to, I mean, what does she feel about it? I mean, there must be some.
Well, we haven't talked about it yet.
Oh.
I don't think she would like it.
Yeah, probably not, because she's going to have to deal with other people in her living space, even though she's not in the direct living space with those people. They're going to be above her, I guess.
Yeah, it's and she's been away. Most of the family has been away on vacation this past week, and I've been thinking about this for a little while, and I'm feeling more serious about it. My concerns are just that I'm older now, you know, and it's a big move to move, and, you know, packing everything up and moving it. But I think in general that I'd be happier.
I don't think that your decision should be contingent on whether your daughter is going to be happy about the move or not, but it really has to be based on your own personal happiness. And it sounds like financially it's a feasible move for you.
Yes, I think it is.
That you, so, and if you, I'm going to let Neil speak here in a minute. I'm sorry, Neil.
Okay.
But if you have a lease for the, you know, people, the tenants that are moving in, And it's, you know, a year leave, and it's temporary. And then in a year, you can reexamine because you're going to be renting, they're going to be renting. And if it's not working out, you can always come back to your home. You're not selling the home.
Right.
So that's my thought. Okay, go ahead, Neil. Sorry.
Well,
getting something about a bird, too. I don't know why, but.
Annette.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Now, your life, your master number is 4, which means that your life goes in series of every 4 years as a change.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Your master number is 4 in life.
Okay.
And that means that since birth, your life goes in multiples of 4. Every 4 years, there's a change. Now, your karmic number is 22, which is not divisible by 4. So, therefore, at 22, you also have changes going on every 4 years. You're 77 now. That means that last year, when you were 76, you were on a multiple of 4 by, 19. Let me see. 74 is 1.
Yeah.
By 19.
Yeah.
Now,
a change of 78.
That means that, there's not going to be a change of 78.
Because of the 4.
Well, 56 should be. Anyways, what it means is that there's a change occurring in your world right now. And this change means that your soul, more or less your mind or your psyche, your emotional set, your soul may be having to move to this new area for a specific reason now. And that excludes having to be obligated or devoted to the space you're in. Now, we all know the pursuit of happiness is one of our liberties, and you're seeking happiness. Now, psychically speaking, we would be responsible for saying, you know, don't move, you're going to get a broken leg over there or something like that. If we don't see any horrible things happening, don't move, you know, because you're moving, something's going to happen to your daughter. Because we don't see any disasters going on, there seems to be a clearance for takeoff, meaning that you can take this move and move where you want and establish the ongoing years of your life with a sense of happiness and well-being. You don't have to stay. It doesn't seem like anything blocking. Now, here's what's going to happen, Annette. If you plan to go and it's blocked beyond your decision, if it gets blocked, you're going to know you weren't supposed to go. So I would say to venture forth and take this trip. There's somebody named Shirley somewhere in the midst of space and time. I don't know where Shirley is. And I don't know if you've ever known anybody in your lifetime named Shirley, even remotely.
I think I have, but it's been a while, so. Oh. I'm sorry, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, we're here.
And you still have the old-fashioned phone from your,
no,
the days.
You know what?
Of,
it's my cell phone. My brother's telling me they're downstairs. They were bringing me lunch.
Oh,
I'm
see.
Sorry.
You're getting lunch. Well, we think, you know, you're asking us whether you should move. And in this short reading, yes, we feel that it's fine. I mean, the only way we would say no is if we felt something seriously damaging.
So real quick, I'm sorry to interject, but 22 is on a cycle of 4 beyond 22. 78 is. So if we're going in increments of 4. No, it's
77 years old.
Yeah, but she's going to be 78 in January.
I know.
So in 6 months, she will be on a cycle beyond from
before
the stage of 22.
Before doesn't factor into 78. Before
doesn't factor,
factor
I know, but it's not divisible. Beyond 70, 22, 26,
yeah,
32.
Yeah, it's going to be 56.
So
then.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's not, that's that. Don't worry about that right now. Right now, yes. there could be more. And what, who do you recall about this Shirley? What can you tell us real briefly about Shirley?
I think that the bottom one. Yeah. I think the Shirley came in. I was playing with a group of women, a whole lot of women playing cards, and I think she was one of the women that were there. And I may have known other Shirleys in time, but no one that really had a big impact on my life, I don't believe.
And how about, I know it's an old-fashioned name, but the name Milton or Mill or something like that?
I'm sure I've known Milt, but Milton... But, wait,
okay,
hold on.
Okay.
Wait a minute, excuse me. Thank you very much.
She's getting me.
I'm no one that had any impact.
Okay, yeah. Your husband's birth date, what was his birth date?
September 20th, 1942.
So he left fairly early. I mean, he didn't. He had a life, yes, but he wasn't. Really old.
No, he was young. He was killed in a car accident.
Oh,
yeah.
When did he die, Annette?
Let's see. My daughter was 8 months old.
Oh, wow.
And I was say was like 31.
31. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You see, when we have 11s going on, you see, you his first two numbers are 9 and 2, which is an 11, and you're born on the 22nd, which is 11 times 2. That has the tragedy aspect in it, unfortunately. So that's a numerical interpretation. I think you should move. I mean, our suggestion is to go ahead and move.
I appreciate that. It has been weighing on my mind.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good thing for you. It's going to be, you know, consider it an exciting journey. You don't have to stay where you're at. You don't have to feel responsible.
Or restricted.
Yeah. I think you're going to have a blast. I think you're going to be happy. Once you make the move and you make the adjustment, you're going to be very, very happy with the move.
Just real quick before we move on to the next caller, Annette, and I'm glad you're relieved and maybe this will help solidify your decision and help you move forward. Is there anything about a bird in your history, a bird presently?
A bird?
Yeah, anything with a bird.
You know, it's just funny you say that. I personally did not, but my granddaughter, my family, most of them are out camping. They went away for the week camping. And my granddaughter joined them for a few days. And a baby crow must have fallen out of a tree, and they were feeding it. It didn't even know how to feed itself. And it not intentionally, but attacked my granddaughter because they thought she was going to feed it. And that was just a few days ago. But other than that, I have no contact with birds.
That's what it is. So that was just me tapping into your energy field, and that's something, you know, presently that's going on.
That's
so
really funny.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this, and it is helping me, but it's still a hard thing to do because I know that my daughter is not going to be very happy with this.
Yeah,
but
I understand.
I think I will be.
But exactly, and you move forward with your life, and she'll be able to cope, and you can always, you know, it's not a permanent situation if you don't want it to be. So
that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think it will be a good situation.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so very, very much. I really appreciate your input.
Okay, you're welcome.
And you have
Take
a wonderful day.
You too. You too. And keep us posted. Let us know how it goes. Keep in touch with us. We'd like to hear back
from
our call.
I definitely will. I definitely will keep in touch. Thank
Great.
You so much.
Sounds good. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a caller from 303 area code. Hello, are you there, caller?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Christine. How are you guys?
Hi, Christine. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
C-H or K?
C-H.
Okay.
I didn't expect to get through. I was just kind of listening to the last caller and
You did press one, so you wanted to be on, right? So you didn't press one
accidentally. Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
please.
Good.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
So I have probably a self-love issue I'm aware of, but I have this attachment to a relationship with a man that I can't seem to break free of. And I've done a lot of different things to try to work on that, to try to move on. And I'm a little bit older. I'm 53. The pool of men is a little bit smaller. So I'm trying to tell myself that, I'm okay if I'm alone and if I find someone, great. But my goal, even though I really don't want to, is to let this man go. So I guess my question is, I kind of would like to know what's going on spiritually with this situation, and maybe some steps that would be recommended for me to move to a space where I have more freedom just to tend to myself and not be so caught up in something unhealthy.
Okay, so let's get your birthday and his birthday as well.
Okay, mine is 9/28/67.
Okay.
And his is 2/26/66, I believe.
66, okay. So I'm just 42/6. Gosh, you have a high karmic number. 2/4/10/20. He's a 32/5, right? Did I do that right? And she's a 42/6, and you're 11 together. Well, there's why we have some problems. aside from the fact that, I don't know if you're what part of the show you were listening to, but or when you came in, I didn't notice exactly. But Neil was talking about the former caller's husband who was born on 9/20. You've got a 9/2.
Yeah, I caught that.
Yeah. and your significant other has a 22 in his first two numbers. Together, you become an 11, which is, it's trouble.
Tough one.
It can be trouble. Yeah, in relationship zone, it's trouble. Is this a guy who is non-committal? Does he have any kind of addiction issue or?
Both. I would say both.
Okay.
It seems like he really loves me and he wants to be with me. Always when things start to get, actually when I start to feel secure and, invested, that's when he seems to find some sort of reason for there to be a conflict. So even though he says he wants to be with me, right now, I don't know that he still feels that way. But there was a time we had been together for about 5 years. Now I wouldn't even say we're in a relationship, but both of us seem to be having a difficult time letting one another go.
Okay, what do I do here? And okay, you talk.
Well, you see what's happening, Christine. When you look at your months together, it's 2 and 9. Those are 9 and 2. Those are your first two numbers. When you look at your second numbers together, they're 2 and 2. Those are his first two numbers. Now, there's a karmic connection going on between the two of you. So what's happening is that the karma of a past life relationship has brought the two of you back together again, for better or for worse. There's karma to be worked out. Now, the issue of this is, I think the peak of the mountain is what's going to be the healthiest thing for you to do. It's not a question of how many men are in the narrow pool of your life, being 53. you can't base it on that. If all you need is one man. You don't need 20 in a narrow pool. You just need to find one. Now, right. Your journey does not suggest that this is the last man on the planet for you and you've got to have him. It only says okay. that you have a karmic connection with him. And if you choose to be with him, it will be based mostly on karma and things won't matter much in terms of changing. It's going to be the way it is.
And staying okay. attached to him is going to prevent the next
Probably.
Man from coming in this situation.
Your
that doesn't
years
always
line
happen.
Up, you're going to have a tough, if you see, your years line up too in alignment. 6 and 6 is 66 and 6 and 7
well,
is 67.
They are interchangeable as well.
Yeah, interchangeable.
So it's an interconnection.
We're not minimizing the toughness of this decision, but you're not
right.
going to destruct, and you mentioned something about self-love. It doesn't matter. You're not going to destruct if you leave him, and part of your expectation is to find somebody else. Prediction-wise, you probably will. Once you've let go of this situation, you'll probably find somebody else, and that might be within a year or two. That's not my concern that you're going to be alone. I don't get that read. But if you're
right.
going to stay with him, you have to say to yourself, if I stay, I can't keep questioning. I just have to accept our dynamic and let it be. I can't question it anymore. But if you stay with him and you're questioning, not healthy.
You know, moving forward, sometimes you just have to be resolute and make a clean break. And no matter what feelings you're going through, you just have to forge ahead. What I also is interesting is that she had a change of 40. She's a 42.6. Did I add that up right?
Mm-hmm.
Before I, and you're 53 now?
Be 50 in September.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so right. So in September, you're going to be 53. You're close. You're
yeah.
11 years beyond your the age of 42, which is when you had a big change. We haven't talked about that yet, but it's also, again, the sum, 11 is the sum of your karmic, I mean, your master numbers together, you and this man.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting you're calling at this juncture, 11 years beyond your big karmic change. It's what happened at the age of 42? There should have been a significant change.
The only thing I can think of really is, man, I don't know, this is just what's coming to my mind, so it must have been significant, was I had a hysterectomy at the time.
That would be it. That's huge. So you had a major operation. That's a major operation.
Yeah,
and it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's second chakra, you know.
Second chakra. How long have you known
yeah.
this guy? Oh, and who, do you know anybody named Mark? Any Mark in your life?
I do, but nobody that I'm really...
Well, who is he? I know.
Doesn't
you know,
matter.
When I look at a cast in a movie, I like to know all the players. Some people have one line
oh.
and it's great. So who's
okay.
Mark?
Well, the only Mark that I can think of is a married man who tends to want to start a relationship with me, which is not
well,
an option.
Well,
that's...
wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so Christine...
Hi.
You know, the theme of that is, okay, here's the underlying theme. If you leave this guy, you don't have to, but if you leave him, that pool, you're going to have fish.
Obviously, this is not someone you want a relationship with, by the way. We're not suggesting that this is like a prospective suitor for you, but the fact that this is in the theme, Mark is in the theme of relationship, and he's pursuing, you know, an extramarital affair with you.
And just to validate our accuracy, because we're really good, I'm getting
uh-huh.
a vibe that in your future, you're not going to get pregnant.
Right. Right. Oh, funny.
But anyways, you know, uh-huh. how long have you known this guy?
Which one?
I have known him. Well, I actually, we went to high school together, but he was sort of peripheral in my experience. He noticed me more than I noticed him when we were in high school together. And so then it was a situation where he connected with me on Facebook about I guess it's been about 5 years now.
Now, has he been divorced or somebody's been divorced twice or something like that?
No, neither one of us have been married technically. But I mean,
parents divorced?
No, my parents are really happily married, actually.
Why are you getting two divorces?
Okay,
wait a minute. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. Neither one of them are married. His parents, I'm not sure whether they were actually divorced. I know they were separated, but
just the next page would be, did either one of you live with another person, in a romantic partnership, and that broke up, that felt like a marriage?
Yeah, both of us did. And definitely with him, it felt like a marriage. I mean, that was probably for me the only time.
Did you ever live with this guy?
With the one I'm with, or with the one we're talking about? Yes.
You did live with him.
So what's your problem with him? I mean, why don't you?
Addiction. She's not committed.
Is his addictions?
Is he like into?
Alcohol. Alcohol is an issue. Other women is an issue. I don't know.
Move on.
And I,
Christine, move on.
Yeah.
Move on. Find somebody else.
Yeah,
and don't
do
Mark. We're not suggesting you get into an adulterous affair.
No, absolutely not.
But move on. That's trouble.
And so far the other women are just flirtations, but it's enough that I think, why does he need that? You know,
it does. And you're saying that
makes me uncomfortable.
But there's also a problem with commitment on his end, because he's one looking at other women and flirting, which doesn't make you feel comfortable. And that's not okay in a relationship. If you don't have that understanding that it's okay. I mean, people can set their own boundaries in relationships.
Listen,
but if that's a boundary that's not acceptable for you, then that's...
Well, and of course, he always says to me, well, it's because we're not getting along and you don't act like you want me. And so, you know, it's always my fault.
while he goes and takes another drink.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to say two things. One, self-love. So if you're committed to self-love, you don't need him. Two, if your desire is to be happy, why do you want somebody that's going to give you problems that's going to minimize your sense of self?
They probably have a very intense chemistry.
We do, and both have strong, he doesn't even really believe in this, but I do, but we both have really strong past life memories. And some of them are very, very good, and some of them are not so good. So there's sort of that combination.
Go ahead.
It's a situation where when it's good, it's very, very good. It's really fun. There's a kind of connection there. But when it's bad, it's very, very bad. So it's a situation where people will even comment on, oh, you guys are so cute and wonderful together. You know, it just makes me happy to see you together. Yeah. And I think, wow, they don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
It's like saying, you know, I have this favorite, my favorite restaurant. I go there once a week, but every the third time I go, I vomit and I have diarrhea all night.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. That's a good analogy. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't the good, the bad can upset the good. So we're not suggesting if you want to stay with him, accept it. Accept the principles of what it is. Accept his drinking. If he wants to change, he can. If he flirts with other women, he does. Accept it. Don't go into it thinking you're going to change it and that he's making this control.
Exactly.
He's chipping away at your self-esteem, and you don't want that. He's making it conditional.
Absolutely.
So, it's up to you. But we suggest you move on and find somebody else.
Okay, thank you. And I just, are there, do you, or I mean, do you see any sort of practical tips on how to, you know, because I do, you know, look into this self-love and sort of try to figure out where that, you know, where that went wrong, where I didn't develop that. And I sort, I know psychologically what's going on with me, and yet there, it's really a challenge for me to implement that self-love.
Well, I mean, self-love, just getting into that real quick. It sounds like you came from a family that's loving. You had loving parents.
Well, I, the mother may be a problem.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to get into. What more specifically?
Yeah. Mom was, I mean, they were loving towards each other.
But not towards the kids.
Yeah, they were more into each other and themselves, isn't it? So there was quite a bit of narcissism there.
Okay. So they were
absent for me. I really was always by myself and you know, wasn't allowed to have feelings, wasn't allowed to express myself. Everything had to be in agreement.
Who had a similar, I wouldn't say the parents were narcissistic, but similar situation where the parents were, and, you know, also this person has brothers, and she was the only girl in a family of four.
Me too.
And so it was difficult. Is it really?
Let's change your phrase, because what you said, I'm going to twist your brain a little bit. You were allowed to have feelings. They just went inward. So if you say, I wasn't allowed to have feelings, that's not true. You had them inside. So your world became an inward world with very little consolation or support. So you went inside. And that means that your outside world, you can't totally trust. Now, with that karma, with that energy, you brought this other guy in. So what you're doing is, because of your inward journey of not trusting the outside world, you bring in from the outside world things you can't totally trust. Start to trust yourself. Tell yourself you're fine. Don't overanalyze yourself and limit who you are. So you had some rough feelings. So you had some rough times. You're 53. You didn't die. You're alive. You're talking to us. You don't sound like you're a moron. You know, you are doing what you're doing. So in that respect, accept yourself, beautify yourself, and say, what I want coming to me has to match my idea of what's ideal and beautiful and unifying. And if it doesn't match, I can stay inside me. I don't need it until it comes. And if it doesn't come that way,
exactly.
I don't have to take it.
Exactly.
That's what you should do, and quit. Don't sit there saying you can't, your feelings are, you've owned them all your life.
Right.
And as far as this person is concerned, clean break.
Okay.
I keeping, maintaining ties with the person, a friend, I would break it off completely.
Completely.
Yeah. I mean, you're the problem is that if you maintain a relationship with them on any level, then you're going to just fall back into the same old pattern, I think.
I think you're right.
You may be alone for a while, but it's better to be alone for a while and, you know, be able to heal and recover and prepare yourself for the right partner than it is to fall back into an old relationship or replace him with somebody who's going to be
similar,
the same caliber. Yeah. So that's what we think.
I agree. Okay. Yeah. That was sort of what I got last night while I was meditating, was you said something about, you know, beautify yourself. And I, that was what I got, was like just really a lot of self-focus and, you know, what a, almost selfish, what I would consider selfish self-focus, but maybe not everybody would.
Again, you're prompting me to engage in conversation with you. There's nothing wrong. Selfish means to be aware of oneself. Selfishness.
Right.
We tend to think that it means that we're stingy. Stingy is the word. Being selfish is a state of understanding the self. The word's been corrupted.
Right.
Whenever I hear that word.
Well, you
someone
use it
says,
sometimes.
I know what it means.
Yeah,
but
sometimes
what if,
you use it in
what,
that
what
regard.
If, what if, well, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you slip and use it.
Okay.
But what it means, who's
Christine.
Annette? Do you know? Oh, Annette was the other one. Is she still on the line?
No.
Oh,
mm-mm.
She means she
yep.
drops, she does a reading, and then she leaves us in the middle of, oh, okay. Now, that's called being ungrateful.
Not selfish. No, someone brought her lunch, remember?
Someone brought her lunch
in the middle of the call.
You know, Christine, just don't dramatize it. Don't build this into a major event. If you,
okay.
you can survive. And yeah, beautify yourself, find somebody else that is, and draw and challenge yourself. Draw somebody in that's healthy,
mm-hmm.
not men that are
okay.
looking around for the women.
Yeah, I mean, this
problems.
Is the mark is a perfect example. Not that it's your fault necessarily, but obviously there's
right.
something going on where there's men coming into your zone that are not the best.
Yeah.
You
right.
know,
exactly. I agree 100%.
Yeah, so that has to change before you get into a relationship.
But in the meantime, we advise you not to read the novel Christine by Stephen King if you want to have a good attitude about it.
Oh, too late.
Oh, no.
Darn.
Well, now you're doomed. Just kidding. Okay, well, Christine, hopefully this has helped. And, you know, we encourage
it has,
you to...
Yeah.
Keep us updated and let us know how your progress is. And if you need us, give us a call. You can follow us on Facebook. We appreciate support there. And anyway, okay, good luck
Thanks.
To you.
It was nice meeting you guys. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Nice to meet you too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 863 area code.
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you?
Not too bad. Just trying to stay sane through all the crazy going on in the world.
Oh, yeah, it is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I think you gave her great advice. Time to move on.
Yeah. What's your question?
You know, I've been thinking about moving. I live in Central Florida, and I was thinking about maybe moving over to the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area on the, you know, the Gulf side, west side of the state.
Wait, where are you in right now? You're in Tampa?
You're moving to Tampa.
I'm in Central Florida now, out by Disney, and I want to move over to
That's
the Tampa,
like
Clearwater, St. Pete area. Yes, I'm
yeah,
in the middle, and I want to go west.
You want to go towards the ocean. I don't know Florida that well. I've only been there once, but so, okay. We're getting a geographical.
You know, before we get your birthday, I want to ask you just a quick question, and this might seem kind of generalized, but do you have a lot of beautiful things in your home? Are you a person that collects things, but they're very beautiful, like clocks or just
crystal or.
No, I'm actually in the process of, you know, kind of downsizing to, you know, I went through a divorce and so I'm trying to finish, you know, the purging.
Was there ever a time, just real quickly so I can figure out what's going on in my head. Was there ever a time when you had, like, you know, like the clocks that have the tumblers in it and they go back and forth or anything that you inherited from your parents, anything that would have been somewhat beautiful in like an or. Something that would have been
ornamental
or
decorative.
Home decoration, anything like that, or were you just dirt poor?
No, we had some antiques, but those were left with my ex.
Okay, so
okay.
that may be okay.
Because you have there's something about your voice that has a certain taste for eloquence. I don't know where I'm getting this from. I don't know yet where I'm going with this, but did you work? Were you ever employed?
She probably is.
I was for a while, but mostly I was a stay-at-home wife and mother.
Where did you work?
Actually, pardon me?
Where did you work?
I did office work, clerical.
So what, Juliet, well, can we get a birthday?
Yeah.
What's your birthday?
September 16th.
And the year, please.
1961.
So you're of working age. That's why I thought she, I mean, I didn't think she was at an age of retirement. So you're not.
Yeah, no.
58. I mean, she's close. I mean, some people retire in their 50s. But are you on disability or anything? How do you, or are you?
No, actually, I do need to start looking for employment.
Okay, so you are, and especially if you're going to move, are you getting alimony or anything from the divorce?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm receiving alimony.
And is that going to continue?
For a while, you know, well, the way things are, I'm hoping it, it's court ordered for a while, yes.
It's court ordered for a while, but is there an end date? Or some people get alimony.
Yeah, there is an end date.
Okay, yeah, some people get it until they remarry, you know, if they remarry, but sometimes it's indefinite. If you don't remarry, then you get alimony for the rest of the time that you're alive or your, you know, former spouse is alive. But there is an end date. And how long have you been out of the workforce? Wow.
It's been a while.
You know, the thing about it, you know, your master number is 6.
And she
That's
has.
Your master number. At the age of 33, you would have had a change.
That would have been 1994 to 1995 because you're born at the end of the year, but it would be the age of 33. What happened?
I'm not sure. My former spouse was military, and we moved every 3 years, so we were always having big changes. So
lots of moves.
Nothing at the moment is, you know, jumping out at me for 94, 95, but I'll write it down.
Okay, so here's the thing, because you work in the office, so you know a little bit about numbers. You had to change at 33. You can figure that out later. You're 24 years past, you're going on 24 years past that this September. That's divisible by 6 times 4. So you're about to go through a change. And if you're planning to move to Tampa, I see
Tampa.
Tampa. Don't move
he
to Tampa.
He has a speech impediment.
You won't, there's no addresses there. You're going to be in the middle of a desert.
Just don't put an N on the end of it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you're going to move to Tampa, Julia, here's what I think. I think you're going to get a job there. But don't worry about how old you are. This is a psychic vision. And I think you'll get a job there, and I think you're going to move there. That's what I think is going to happen. And you'll get a job that relatively you'll be able to make ends meet. I don't think you're going to be totally rich, but you'll make ends meet. You'll be happier there. And, you know, that's, and this is about the time you're supposed to make a move anyways.
Do you own your home?
No, I'm just renting here. I'm on a month-to-month lease at this point, so I can kind of go, you know, as long as I give the 30-day notice, I can go whenever, you know.
So you're going to do the same thing renting then, I suppose.
Yeah, probably, at least until I kind of figure out, you know, if that's going to be the right fit. But ideally, I wouldn't mind having just a small, like, little bungalow kind of, you know.
Do you have savings where you could put a down payment on a house?
Yeah, I have some savings, yes.
See, I was feeling a house, actually. I was feeling that she was an owner, and she said, well, no, I rent. But the fact is that you want to own a home.
Well, you see, her day, 16, is reflective in her year, 61.
Yeah, I know.
The numbers are just reversed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some big changes coming in for you. So your pull to Tampa is significant. It's part of your destiny. I think you have a destiny over there. Once you get there, there might be someone named Betty or Barbara, something with a B, I don't know. I mean, maybe you knew a Betty or a Barbara. You could pull that out of your past, perhaps.
Anything.
Perhaps, but it's a future name.
Any Betty or Barbara, though, that you know already or knew?
Not in that area. I had an Aunt Barbara, but she's passed several years ago.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, she said future, so I thought
yeah,
you meant,
I know.
Do I know somebody
pull
there?
That in your past too. You could pull it out of your pocket. I don't care. But you
okay.
See, Barbara. Your Aunt Barbara just crossed over.
Not just, I don't think. But she, how long did she die?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
Were you close to her?
When I was younger, yes.
Okay. Well, maybe she's coming through. Sometimes they, you know, sometimes souls go and get into the astral realm. They have a connection with the planet and the earth. And sometimes in readings, they drop by. They make these guest appearances. And that might be what's going on here. Your question to us is an important one. Should you move? Or what do you think you should? We're psychics. Yeah. We're saying move. You know.
Okay.
There's nothing keeping you where you're at. You want to go probably, I mean, is it because you like the ocean that you want to be on that side of Florida? Closer to the water?
Exactly.
So there's nothing tying you.
You're going
to
be
to
happy.
Your,
what?
I mean, you don't, you're on a month-to-month lease. You don't even have to go through the process of selling a home. You may want to buy a home in an area you find more appealing probably than being in an area where you're landlocked. You don't have a job. So, yeah.
Yeah,
move.
I would move as soon as possible. I mean, you know, you could move by September.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, it's just, you know, with everything so uncertain, it's kind of, you know, making big changes when everything is already so kind of,
you know, I wouldn't
crazy.
Worry about
it's
that.
Just a little.
I wouldn't worry about that. If you read the paper every day, you're never going to move.
Right.
Whether there's a virus or not. Don't let that stop you from living. Just move. You're going to be happier. You'll be by the ocean. You'll meet new people. Whatever, you're going to, I see you taking a big, deep breath and saying, I'm glad I did this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want. I just, So good.
Don't procrastinate. You know, you're a Virgo like me. I don't procrastinate. I don't think I do. I'm pretty active. We're only 2 days apart.
Different
year. I'm older than you by 40 years.
No, not by 40, by 10. Anyway. No.
Yeah.
You also don't put stock in astrology, but you're mentioning astrology.
I know. Well, it's just because I see the nine.
Yeah. Oh, but
no. So, you know, just go and have a good time.
Yeah. Julia?
Enjoy your life. Don't sit there debating about everything. Just.
Okay.
Okay,
well, thank
Julia.
Thank you both so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And hopefully Julia will reach out to us again and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Again, those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio homepage, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We actually have a caller in the last 5 minutes of the show here, 857. Thank you for waiting patiently.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Kita.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. So I just had a question, and I know that you guys probably won't have enough time to elaborate, but I'm a 29/11, and
29/11 too. Actually, hold on, 29/11 too. You have to the master number. I know you probably have been reading mainstream astrology books, but you have to reduce to a single digit.
What's your birthday?
What we got to get your birth date though, because that is important.
It's January 30th, 1978.
1978, and I know we've gotten this before. I just didn't memorize your birth date. It's K-E-D-A, right?
Yes.
So 29/11/2. Your master number is 2. Go ahead.
I just wanted to know, when does this lesson ease up? Like, I know that this comes in, you know, this karmic number comes into, you know, with a lot of karma. When does it ease up?
When does the karma ease up? Well, I mean, you know, it's just, it's not, Kita, it's not the number, I mean, well, the number 29/11 too, there are a lot of problems, but it's an individual journey for every person that is any karmic and master number. You know, a 34/7 can have karma going on throughout his or her own life. And, you know, another 34/7 can have more flexibility once that 34, once they reach the karmic age. I mean, it's just dependent on the person's individual journey. And it's funny because I was thinking about you recently. We haven't heard from you in a while,
you know, too,
several months.
Here's what I got to say to you, Keita, because we have very short time. You're born in 78. Those are good numbers for the rest of your life. So what? But you have a 30. You have a zero, and you're a 29-11 too, problematic. But your numbers in your year are high. So here's what you need to do. If you're asking us specifically right at this moment what you can do to get rid of this karma that is following you, or you feel you're holding on to something. I don't know what it is. Mom, dad, some relationship.
Didn't you have an issue, a father, problematic relationship with your father, but you're involved with your father? I remember talking about this on a previous prior show.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Mm-mm.
Okay, Keita, what is the thing? Tell us quickly. What's the thing you're holding on to that you don't like?
The biggest thing is my maternal family and the way that I was treated. And I haven't got over that, and I'm working through it.
Well, you know what? If you want to know how to move forward and be happy, don't linger on how to get rid of it. I don't know. What is it? Willpower? Being just ignorant and saying, I'm not going to deal with it anymore? Or getting rid of it right now, or going to one more session or something. But you get rid of that, you're going to open up doors that you would never believe could have opened. Your journey going forward is a good one, but you got to get rid of your karma. And whatever your problem is with your past and your parents and your family, you need to let go of that. You're holding on to it and it's stopping you from finding these doors.
Keita, real quick, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, do you guys do private reading?
You would have to contact us on on the 562-596-7818 number.
Okay.
And tell me just real quick, can you give a snapshot? I know you're saying it's your maternal family, so I'm not trying to bring your father into it, but for some reason I'm having a recollection of talking about your father. Can you just give us a brief snapshot of your relationship with your father?
My father was just absent, but I'm not upset with him, so it's not him, right? He just wasn't present at all. I don't know
present.
Him. Right, but I'm
you
not.
Know
I'm,
him at
I'm
all.
Not.
Now?
Right. No. No.
Yeah, give us a call, Keita, if you want. Give us a call, and maybe we can help.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, Keita. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. So maybe it was the father absence that I was remembering.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was, because I remember something about the father. Okay. Anyway, we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And we hope to hear from you then. Thanks.